from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the new congestion pricing plan with a reduced $9 cost to drive into Manhattan below 60th Street has done nothing to tame the fury of New Jersey Democratic Congressman Josh Gottheimer. In remarks made Tuesday, he declared his wish to see federal agencies open a 60-day comment period over what he sees as a plan that would disproportionately hurt Jersey commuters.
I refuse to stand around and let the MTA balance their mismanaged, out-of-control budget at the expense of Jersey taxpayers.
Gottheimer says officials managed to stop congestion pricing once, and they'll do it again. Camden-based Campbell's is ditching the soup, at least in name, and the change has now received the green light from shareholders. Campbell's Soup Company announced its intention to change its name just over 2 months ago, saying it wanted to instead be known as the Campbell Company to reflect its full portfolio. Shareholders overwhelmingly approved the change on Tuesday. Homedale Police Department patrolman Matt Minoski wants to keep the memory alive of those residents killed in traffic crashes. Since the 1960s, there have been 70 fatal crash victims in the township. So he's placed signs at each location where the death occurred, and each victim is represented by their own sign.
And maybe people will check their driving behaviors if they see how many fatal sudden deaths have happened on their daily commute on these same roadways.
A small stretch of Route 34 in Homedale has the most signs, 9 of them. It's all part of Minoski's Goal Zero initiative that he started after the COVID-19 pandemic. Zero crashes, zero fatalities, zero injuries. Delta Airlines says it's adding more premium services for some travelers. The airline says high-income travelers are driving the demand for more diverse services. Delta says wealthy travelers make up about 75% of spending on air travel, and high-income travelers have grown their wealth since 2019. One of those changes will include offering Shake Shack on some first-class flights out of Boston and Atlanta. The airline plans to reveal more details today. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Could we see flurries later this week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Storm system makes its big initial push late tonight through tomorrow morning. Everybody in New Jersey will get wet, and then low pressure stalls over New England, keeping our weather inclement and showery and windy through tomorrow night and Friday too. So it looks like wet weather will begin around midnight tonight, and rain could be heavy at times through tomorrow morning. Gusty wind will kick up too, low temperatures upper 40s. By mid-morning tomorrow, rain tapers off for most of the state, but to the north and east, persistent showers will continue all day tomorrow, possibly mixing with or changing to snow after sunset. It's going to be a raw and inclement day, mostly cloudy and windy, stuck in the 40s. Watch for one more push of rain and snow showers statewide on Friday. Still cloudy, windy, and cold. Highs on Friday only in the lower 40s. Will dry out and slowly warm up over the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Jersey City 57, Woodbridge 58, and Pemberton 62. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. Does a power outage have you in the dark? W. Danley can help in an emergency. Get a Generac portable generator delivered and installed same day for only $999. Plus, no interest and no payments financing till 2025. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.